It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our morning edition of the Midwest Digest brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Newsman Steve Alexander has the report coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Now, here's Steve.
We begin this morning in West Central Minnesota, and what a punch in the gut for members of a farmer's co-op there. The grain elevator's manager since 1989 is on the run after allegedly pocketing at least $2 million from the Ashby Farmers Co-op. Jerry Hennessy is accused of using the money for hunting trips, taxidermy, and shopping at Cabela's. Initial investigations show Hennessy had been selling off grain and keeping the money for at least a decade. The books showed that there was $3 million worth of grain in the bins, but the bins are empty. The issue came to a head earlier this month when a banknote went unpaid, Hennessy vanished, and the co-op, which was established 110 years ago, had to stop taking grain deliveries and close for business. There was a members-only meeting last night, and the co-op's board is now actively looking for somebody to buy the facility and take over the business. Max and I have each noted this week that it is National Farm Safety Week, and I am sorry that I can remind you of it again because of an accident. A 57-year-old farmer from near York, Nebraska, died after becoming trapped under his overturned all-terrain vehicle on a county road. Near Ames, Iowa, a star collegiate golfer at Iowa State was attacked and killed while she was playing a round of golf alone near campus. Celia Arosa Mena, a student from Spain who was working toward joining the pro tour while finishing her engineering degree, was stabbed Monday morning and left dead in a pond on the golf course. Her body was found after fellow players saw her abandoned golf bag. Arrested is a 22-year-old homeless man with a history of violence who lived in a camp near the golf course. In her honor, Iowa State football players are going to be wearing decals on their helmets during Saturday's game against Akron. All that Rodney Chin knew about his father was that he went off to fight in the Korean War and never came home. Rodney was three. He knew his father was a war hero, receiving numerous military recognitions, including the Silver Star for saving the lives of six wounded soldiers. And now, 67 years later, Rodney was notified that remains were identified as his father's and that he died in 1951 at a prisoner of war camp. The remains of Army Master Sergeant Leonard Chin will be laid to rest later today in Silver Creek, Nebraska, next to his wife's grave. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.